Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if any of you have been to a place. It's a place that I think a lot of us go from time to time. It's called the place of the wit's end. Have you ever been at your wit's end? It's a place where you don't want to go, but you find yourself there when you're overwhelmed. We find ourselves there when we're aggravated and frustrated. We find ourselves there when we have said everything we can possibly say and it doesn't matter. Have you been at your wit's end? If you've ever been to that place, you will appreciate the prophet Jeremiah because he traveled there an awful lot. Jeremiah frequently found himself at his wit's end. If you remember the story of Jeremiah, he was called by the Lord when he was very young, and he protested. He said, "Lord, I'm a youth, I'm too young, give this job to somebody else." And God said, "No, I want you to go and speak to my people." And so he did. Not only did he take on this task with zeal, he said, "I ate your words." He was like an actor or an actress who gets into the part and they start feeling the part so much they internalize it, they become the person that they're portraying. And that's how Jeremiah felt about God's word. He got into the part. And so he spoke very eloquently and he spoke passionately to his people. Now, he was not called to his enemies. He was called to the very people of God, to his own countrymen, to speak to them with passion and with truth. And he found himself hurt terribly by the very people that he was called to serve, because they did not want to hear his words. They had the attitude that if you're going to say stuff I don't like, why don't we just kill the messenger? And so he was constantly frustrated. And there were times that he said, "You know what? I'm not going to speak any further. I have had enough. I'm just going to bottle it all in. And God, if you speak through me, I'm not saying it." And there's a part of scripture where he's writing and he said, "I tried to be silent and the word started burning inside of me and I had to blurt it out." So this man often found himself at his wit's end. And when we read the passage today, he is so frustrated that he actually asks God to rain fire and brimstone on the very people that God's called him to help. Now, would we do that? Maybe. We might not say it in such violent terms, like take vengeance on them, but we might pray that they get what's coming to them. I know in my first church, there was a lady who was really mean to me. You know, church people, can it sometimes be mean? And this woman was really mean. And this happened over years. And so I have to confess that at her funeral, I did smile. You know, we have to confess those things, that sometimes even the people that we love and that we're trying to help can get us so frustrated that we say to God, "You know, just do them in. Do something, you know, maybe not kill them, but, you know, put your divine leg out and trip them up sometimes." Fortunately, God does not honor those prayers. We can say them all we want, but God is a God of grace and a God of mercy, even when we don't want God to be. But he's frustrated. He's in an area of life where he's at his wit's end. and he doesn't know what to do, so he turns to God. And then what he does is, when God does not answer that prayer, then he turns on God and says, "You know, I've done everything you've asked me to do. I've sat quietly. I haven't joined big parties. I haven't even married. There's so much that I have done for your sake." And he said, "You know what? You're like a deceitful brook to me. When I go for water, it's all dried up." He said that to God. Imagine that. Oftentimes we think, when we're at our wit's end, that we have to be polite to God, that God cannot somehow handle our anger and our hostility. But you know, God knows what we're thinking. We might as well tell God the truth. And there are times when we have to say what's on our heart and mind, just like Jeremiah did. And God did not condemn Jeremiah for being honest, because you see, Jeremiah took God seriously. And when we take God seriously, we tell God exactly what's on our mind, even when it's one of these. And so he says to God, You've brought me down a bad path, and I don't know what to do anymore." And so then God speaks to him. And what does God say to him? He doesn't say, "Well, sorry, Jeremiah, I thought it would work out." He doesn't say, "It'll all be fine. I'm going to deliver you from every bad thing, and every bad thing somebody says to you, I'll take care of it." He doesn't say that. He says, "Jeremiah, you need to turn around. You need to repent." Now, we often think of repentance as, "I've done something really bad and I have to change my life. I have to ask for forgiveness and do what's right." But repentance is more than that. It's not about the great unwashed that are out there doing bad stuff. Repentance starts with the house of God. Repentance starts with the people of God. And here's a good man. Here's a good prophet. He's trying to do the right thing. And God says, "Turn around." Repentance is about turning around. It's about, you're going this way, and he says, "Turn the other way and look to me." And he wants Jeremiah to repent, to turn around and see the value of what he's doing. And he said, "I want you to utter words that are worthy and not that are worthless." Well, what are worthless words? Worthless words are the words that we utter in self-pity and anger. Worthless words are what you see on social media when people get into political arguments and tell each other they're dumb because of what they believe. Worthless words are when we tear people down. Worthless words are when we're so angry so we find a way to hurt with our words. Those are worthless words. And he said, "I don't want you to say worthless words. I want you to say words that are worthy." Well, what are the worthy words? Those are words that bring life. Those are the words of caution when somebody is going the wrong way and we call out to them and tell them that they need to turn around. Even when they do not pay attention, we're still to utter those worthy words. Said, "Jeremiah, if you do what is right," he said, "I'll be with you. Not to take you out of bad circumstances, but I'll make you a wall of bronze." When you think of a bronze wall, anybody butting up against a bronze wall is just going to have a headache. He said, "Jeremiah, don't turn to the people. Don't be like the people that you're trying to rescue. You need to stand in your moral authority and your ethical authority." And that's a word that we need today. Now, they don't say, Jeremiah does not record his answer to God, but we know by his life that he heeded God's words. And life was not easy for Jeremiah. Four decades after this, he was still preaching God's word. At one time, the people were so angry with him that they threw him into a muddy pit where he sank down in the mud, and they left him there to starve to death. And why was that? Because he warned the people that they had to get out of the area and go to the enemy camp and surrender. And if they surrendered, their life would be spared. And at least they could start a new life in exile. And he told the people if they stayed there to fight, they were going to die. Well, you can imagine that the leaders of that community were very unhappy with Jeremiah. But he was speaking the truth, and anyone who listened to him, their lives were spared. He was speaking words of life. So tomorrow, when you get up in the morning, if God gives you breath in your body and you wake up, purpose to speak words of life, words that will lift up, words that will be words of caution when you see somebody going the wrong way. Words that will speak of God's grace and peace. It's so easy when we're at our wits' end to lash out in anger and bitterness. But God says, repent of that, turn around, and speak words that are worthy. May our words this week be words of life and of joy and of peace, words that build up rather than tear down. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would give us words in our mouths that will speak of your grace, that will speak of your moral authority, that will speak ethically, that will speak words of healing and mercy. We ask that you would help us to turn around and see you and follow you as Jeremiah of old did. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.